Okay, now, big story in the news today. The Think Before You Flush campaign is back in the headlines again. You would imagine that everybody would have got the message at this stage that we're only supposed to put the three P's into the toilet, and that is pee, poo and paper. But apparently, almost a million Irish adults are using their toilet like a bin and putting all manner of things behind down the toilet and trying to flush them. So what can we do? Well, I'm joined on the line by Sinead McCoy, who is with Antashka's Environmental Education Unit and also a Coastal Communities Manager. Sinead, welcome to the programme.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sinead, do you think people don't make the connection between the damage to our coasts and what they put down the toilet? Is that part of it, I wonder?
Yeah, Deirdre, I think that's really it. I think, you know, it's an issue when it's in your house, and I think people are just getting rid of it. It's not, it was done with ill intent. It's just people aren't aware. So I think that's really where the Think Before You Flush campaign came out of many years ago. Just letting people know the impact of their actions and how it does cause problems in the wastewater treatment plant, but then also like in the natural environment as well.
So give us an example of some of the things that people dump that can end up doing all kinds of damage to our marine life and our coasts.
So I think the big problem is wet wipes, and we've been talking with Clean Coast, we've been talking about wet wipes for a number of years, and the negative impact that they have, and they can clog the system, kind of combined together in a net or in a fat berg, and clog the system and cause overflows. And one of the other problems that is kind of happening of late in the past years are wipes that are termed flushable wipes. So they're actually marketed to the public as items that can be flushed. However, like, they're flushable in the sense that they will flush, but they still stay intact in the first few hours when they're in the pipes, and they can still cause issues in the wastewater treatment plant. So these flushable wipes are a big issue for people. Now, the awareness has increased, the fact that flushable wipes may not be flushable, and that maybe the people should still put them into the bin. But there's still a lot of people that obviously, I suppose, like, it's consistent if you read it on the package and you think that you can flush it. So we have really spoken to a lot of producers of those products and asked for clarification from them on what they term flushable and not flushable and why that they've branded that way. But in the meantime, we'd really just like to get the message out there that these flushable wipes still have an impact on the wastewater treatment plant or wastewater treatment system. And can still build up in the pipes and still contribute and cause blockages, which then obviously would lead to overflows and these items going into the natural environment.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder, like, are you getting anywhere in terms of trying to persuade the makers of these wet wipes to try and, I don't know, maybe invent, for want of a better word, a biodegradable version of their product? I mean, surely that can't be that difficult.
Yeah, and actually, these flushable wipes, generally they are biodegradable, and so the problem is that it's not maybe, you know, 2 weeks' time that they'll have broken down to smaller bits of plastic, which is a different issue. But also, when these blockages are happening, they're usually going to be happening the first few hours after you flush your toilet. It's an immediate issue. It's, you know, it's the first, I suppose, process of the of it.
Are you there, Sinead?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought you cut out. You cut out for a second.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And of course, it's just as well. It's just a reflection of the society we live in, that it's convenience, isn't it? It's far easier to use one of those disinfectant wipes to clean your toilet rather than get some kind of a solution and a J cloth that you can pop into the washing machine afterwards. And people are in a hurry, and that's why they do these things.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, it is a convenient lifestyle, and I suppose it's very hard not to live in that. It's quite cumbersome to be aware of the convenient lifestyle that we have. And like you say, like we said at the start, you know, it's no ill intent from the vast majority of people to do this. People want, obviously, a wastewater treatment system that works. They don't want to have to deal with blockages in their own system or in their own housing estate or in their own community, and they don't want these overflows happening. But I suppose, yeah, like you say, when you're being sold these products and when it is more convenient and, you know, you've got a lot going on at home, you don't necessarily need to think about all of the extra things. Like, it is difficult for people. And I think as well, it's just really getting the information out there and the alternatives out there to people. I'm trying to make, I suppose, the fact that you're not selecting very convenient items still easy and still accessible and not an issue for people.
What I was surprised about, Sinead, from this latest press release from Irish Water is that it's actually the under 35s that seem to be the biggest offenders in terms of putting things down the toilet that they shouldn't. If anything, I thought they would have been the best at it, because they're the generation that have grown up with the message about looking after our environment constantly in their faces. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, I think that's why it stood out for us in the press release, and maybe it just also looked at how we message and how we maybe have to change, you know, our target audiences as well. So it did very much stand out to us as something quite different. And I think, it is, like you say, like obviously, like we do consider with people that are maybe under, I think we have it as the line is under 35 in the research that came back, but that how they're very engaged in like environmental issues and creating change. But as well, I suppose they've also always lived in a convenient lifestyle, whereas maybe some of us that are a little bit older would remember when we didn't have all these products.
This is it, yeah, exactly.
So they're maybe not as jaded by the fact, you know, when you see wet wipes wipes for everything, that's not, I suppose, the norm to a lot of us. You know, they don't see that progress to that point. That's just what they've always seen.
And, I see as well that cotton buds, they're another thing that people put down the toilet and shouldn't. They're being more or less outlawed now, Sinead, aren't they?
Very much so, yeah. So that was, you know, I think people have probably seen that change a few years ago where they changed to paper. That was very much from people power, is what I can kind of consider that. The plastic cotton buds, a lot of people would have considered them lollipop sticks on a beach, because the top and bottom of them would have been washed away. And we find them a lot here and obviously across Europe, and we would work with different campaign groups across Europe as well. And with the single-use plastic directive in EU, but also with people power of actually talking to these companies and saying we don't want this to happen, Johnson & Johnson changed their cotton bud sticks to bee paper, and then pretty much every other company followed suit. And that was well before the legislation was in. It was very much that their customer base told them we don't want it this way, and it just started a complete shift. And once one of the bigger companies did it and got a good response, and their products were still being sold and taken by the customers and actually nearly preferred, then all the other companies, it was kind of a no-brainer for them to follow suit.
So we can vote. So, I mean, that shows that people power, really, Sinead. So we can vote with our feet, as they say, and perhaps stop using these face wipes and these disinfectant wipes, because, I mean, obviously you're not supposed to put them down the toilet, but you'll have to get rid of them some other way. And, you know, if they end up in landfill or wherever, they're not going to be good for the environment that way either.
Yeah, and that's it. And I suppose it's also like, you can sort of vote with your wallet, and you can also, like, you know, by not supporting some products, that definitely has an impact. But also by, you do see alternatives, and they do like suit your lifestyle, and it's something that you want to embrace. Even just like people supporting the alternatives that come out as well, and showing big businesses that we want more, like you're saying, like the J cloth and the spray. Even, you know, obviously people can make their own cleaners, but even the J cloth and spray to clean your bathroom, things like that. I suppose stick to maybe a lower impact on the environment. And then, you know, every time we go back, we can take a step further if we wish, but just to be a little bit conscious of our kind of environmental impact, and, you know, continue to take a step in the right direction, hopefully.
Exactly. And don't be putting things that you shouldn't down the toilet, which is the main message to get out. Sinead, we leave it there. Very interesting talking to you this afternoon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.